When people ask, is everything a conspiracy? The answer is yes.
Who and what is controlling everything and why? They practice sorcery. I can't argue against magic.
I don't know what it is that we live on, but I believe it's a realm. This realm that we live in is the lowest level of heaven, highest level of hell.
Chicken, snake gods, and the Anunnaki, and sorcery. If Sam says the chicken snake god is running everything, I'm literally in the world of crazy. I'm winning.
You're losing.
Conspiracy Social Club, a.k.a. Deep Waters.
My asshole is going like this. That was a long shit. That I usually take. Oh, dude, I can take a shit that fast.
I love shitting.
I eat fiber. It's just in upstate New York. It depends on how you do it.
My girlfriend will do that too. She'll like wait until she absolutely has to go in the bathroom for 30 seconds and come out.
Me too.
It's just.
But you got to eat. You're probably not eating properly.
For sure.
We're going to go over your diet right now. Sam.
Yes.
Are we recording? Yeah. We got a lot to talk about, and I'm going
to
fucking.
Welcome to Conspiracy Social Club, home of one dude being a champion and the other guy taking L's in his beehole.
No. Now, Sam is not in studio because he's still a little sicky wicky.
A little sicky wicky picky.
You probably have double COVID. You probably got COVID again or Delta variant.
I had COVID
or some
before. I could beat it. I had COVID. This ain't COVID. My daughters gave me a little bug.
Yeah, that's what happens with the babies. Now, and what you got to do is sleep. You got to sleep. If you want, listen to me right now, America. Listen to me right now. We're going to get into conspiracies. We're going to have some fun. I'm going to dish out such serious W's, and I'm sorry to take advantage of you. In advance, I'm sorry because you're sick. Now, I'm not even going to do my dates right now. We'll do dates in a second, but hold on. Here's the thing. If you want to fight a cold, if you don't want to get sick, you got to sleep. Your body needs at least 8 hours of sleep. That's my philosophy. Number two, drink water. Please drink water the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. It's number three, don't eat a fuckload right before you go to bed. You won't sleep well, like I did last night. I ate a bunch of pecorino cheese and everything else, like an asshole.
Okay, well, you deserve that if you're eating pecorino cheese. Who eats pecorino cheese?
I do, but I'm intermittent fasting.
Pecorino cheese?
Shut up, Sam, but I always give my body at least 12 hours of break. So I will not eat at least for 12 hours.
Pecorino cheese made with the milk of a woodpecker.
Don't, you're being mean. It's pecorino cheese and it's really good. But never.
You are the weirdest dude I've ever met in my life. Like,
I know.
Your bottoms are so nice, right? You're like, oh my God. Things are just being rough. And now I got to go play tennis.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to play tennis today.
My bills, I'm fucked. I'll talk about when I get back from Europe. I had a bad night last night. I ate pepperino cheese, dude. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
It's pecorino. Don't say pepperino, you fucking Philistine. Anthony, it takes you a little while to take a poo, huh? What's going on? Let's get your gut where it should be. Let's get your gut flora, or is it? Yeah, flora.
Listen. Anthony's at an age where he can just eat like shit.
That's not true at all.
What are you eating? What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
Protein bar.
A protein bar is a terrible idea. All it does is, why don't you just stick a cork up your ass? It's called a butt clog. I call protein bars and bagels butt cloggers. So why don't you stick a cork right up your shitter?
Really?
Don't eat a protein bar in the morning. Eat real food. Yeah, or don't eat at all. How's that sound? But if you have to eat, go ahead and make yourself a veggie omelet or something. Or just have a couple eggs and an apple. How about that? You'll feel so much better.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, how long does it take you to
pasture-raised eggs? What's that?
Get going in the morning. What's your morning routine?
Brother, if I sleep well, I wake up and I fucking throw my curtains open and give the whole world the middle finger, double fingers, bang, like that. And then I just do this. Then I probably do a little dance and I flip my dickie around and my girl says to me, you're fucking so weird. I just grab my butt and I do a little dance for her like that. And she goes, you're just the strangest person. Or sometimes she says, you're so gross. Cause I fart.
You're so gross. Yeah.
Yeah. So either way. And then I take a shower. I brush my teeth. No, yeah. And then I come down, I drink big glass of water and I make myself a very good cup of coffee. Oh, how do you do that, Brian? Shut the fuck up. I'm basically a barista. Okay. And I've been known to use grass-fed raw milk. Why? Because it's sweet. It's actually, when a cow eats grass, they're natural ruminants. That milk comes out sweet. My kid, my son, he goes ahead and he drinks raw milk where they come in the field while they're grazing. They got a machine and they fucking milk that cow right there in the grass.
He did, right from the tap?
Fuck yeah, dude. My son goes, this is delicious milk. It's so sweet. Go ahead and drink milk from a cow that ate corn and then drink milk from a cow that ate grass. What the fuck? Literally, the fats, the omega-3s and stuff is just different. It's actually different milk. Yeah, the fat profile, the fatty acid profile, it's literally different.
Well, I mean, why are we still drinking milk at our age? Shouldn't we, like, we're the only mammals that do that?
My son, I give it to him because he can break it down. But it depends on, some people just can't handle milk. And I can't, dude.
You want blowouts? Give me milk.
Yeah, you don't need it. You're lactose intolerant.
If I drink milk, my butthole comes like the Kabul airport. You just hear explosions.
Dude, I'm so, God bless all the people that fucking just got killed. Now what's interesting is that the Taliban is fucking fighting ISIS-K.
Are we getting into this real quick? Brian's going to be on the road. I'm going to be on the road. Come see us live. Manietta was awesome last night. My evil plan is working. Small rooms work out new shit. Go up there, bomb spectacularly in front of loving fans. And I had a great time. Brian, where are you going to be real quick?
Well, I'm going to be in Buffalo, New York, September 9th, 10th, and 11th with the great Dove Davidoff. He's coming up with me. I can't fucking wait.
Oh, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. And then I got September 25, 26, 27, I think. Or is it? No, 23, 24, 25.
I got the Denver Comedy Works, another one of my favorite rooms of all time.
I'm happy. And then I got the
Chicago Improv. I got the Schaumburg Improv. So I'll be there September 30th, October 1, October 2. Or no, September 30, 31, and October 1.
Sounds like somebody's winning, you know?
Goosh.
Guys, if you want to see Sam Tripoli drop the hammer of the fucking gods on you, okay, yeah, just go to Spokane September 3rd. There's still tickets left for that, but the 4th is sold out. Simi Valley is getting close to a sellout. That's on September 8th. That's a tiny
ass room. I'm so happy
for
you, Sam.
Huntington Beach, I'm gonna be at the Rec Room with Mr. Eddie Bravo. We're gonna be doing a 7 p.m. show, and then the next day we're in Kansas City at the Comedy Club, and then the next day we're in the Waiting Room at Omaha, Nebraska, and then real quick, the big 500th episode of Tinfoil Hat is in Las Vegas. It's October 16th. Two shows. First show is the podcast. Second show is stand up with Eddie Bravo, myself, and whatever weird ass
in Huntington Beach. You should have me come on stage for like just 10 minutes and fucking tell all you guys that you're full of shit.
Brian, you will get booed off stage. It would be the best. I would love that, Brian. If they would let us do a show, I will
100% come
on stage and you could take L's and live on stage. That'd be great.
I would love it. I really will do that. I will come on stage and I'll say, I don't buy any of this. And we can just go from there.
Please come by. I'll do it for
10 minutes. No more than 10 minutes. It'll be fun.
We'd love that. Come by. Right. I'm going to tell Eddie you're coming and he would love to see you.
What date is that?
That is Huntington Beach is September 16th.
At the Rec Room. I'm around.
Yeah, come hang out with us. We'd love to see you.
All right, I'd love to. I'd love to see you anyway.
We love it, dude. We'll just feast on you like zombies.
Hey, I do want to say this about, I had kind of a sobering moment about masks and COVID and all that stuff. And it was funny because like with anything, like I've had some experiences, as you know, with doctors lately, and not because of my health, but you know, I just, when you're in there with these surgeons and people who really know what they're doing, they look like mechanics. You know, Nassim Taleb in his book, Skin in the Game, said, if you get a surgeon, you want the guy that looks like a butcher or a mechanic, not the guy that looks like a surgeon, because the guy who looks like a butcher had to overcome a bunch of shit just
to get
respect.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Same thing with lawyers, dude. You want an ugly ass lawyer.
Yes, you want
that just has a chip on his shoulder and wants to scorch the earth for you.
That's
the good looking guy. Take it or leave it. He's gonna go home and pound his fucking 10 wife, right?
Yep.
Fucking, you know, probably in the American Psycho shit. No, yep. Dude, you want the fucking dude who couldn't get his dick wet in college and now he just wants to make them all pay.
Yeah, or a guy with a ponytail. I want a good lawyer. But
that guy's shady.
Maybe. But
that guy represents guilty people.
I was going to say, I don't trust anybody with a ponytail unless he's a human rights lawyer. And then I like him.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? But you know, I've always been a kind of a loud mouth as you are and opinionated as you are. And I, yeah. And when, you know, I have, there's this, by the way, there's people think I'm far right or I'm right wing. No, I'm not, man. I'm very middle of the road and I tend to be, probably as reasonable as middle of the road as I think I most people are. I am not Republican. I'm not Democrat. I think I'm very much an independent. And I've always been that way, but I do err on the side of freedom, and I do err on the side of letting individuals.
Which is a good thing, Brian. Well,
I'm a huge. I believe in freedom of speech, and I also err on the side of letting individuals make their own choices. However, I do recognize that sometimes in a society we have to cooperate, and there are laws for that reason, right? So that's the balancing act. But one of the things that I've always been kind of like very skeptical of was masks, because I hear so much conflicting, you know, information, including from doctors, right? Including from doctors, where some of them say masks don't work, others say they do. But for the most part, the consensus that we all get, I guess, from the World Health Organization, CDC, is that we should mask up. Okay, so fine. So then what happens is a law, all of a sudden a mask mandate comes along, like in California. I understand.
Right.
I tend to get really bristly when they say my children have to wear one, okay? In school, because I feel it's claustrophobic and I don't think it's good for children. I think covering their faces when they have to interact, I feel is really, yep. And a lot of us feel that way. Cause if you have children, it's a very emotional thing for us.
Not enough.
Well, that's true. But long story short, my buddy, he's a good friend of mine. He's such a good guy. He's a
Thank
doctor.
You. Thank
he's a
you.
Doctor. No, oh. no, not you, you son of a bitch.
I'm a doctor of voodoo.
Yeah, but my buddy's a doctor in Florida, and okay. I always call him when I have questions. And I had a recent thing of a loved one had a medical thing, and I called him, and I always call him when I have that, and I ask him his advice. And he's done me so many favors, and he's just an amazing guy. His name is Jeff, and he's been a doctor for 30 years. Okay, and whenever I go to Florida, he comes to my stand up and all that stuff. But he's just a general practitioner. Anyway, I said to him, you know, fucking masks, you know, whatever. You guys are lucky in Florida with DeSantis. And he said, well, you know, we're also surging with COVID and people are dying. And I said, yeah, all right. Well, I've seen that. But, and I said, do masks work though? I mean, you know, because I keep hearing conflicting stuff. And he goes, yeah, Brian, it's why I've always worn a mask. He said, I've always worn masks. That's why we wear masks in the hospital and everywhere. When I'm examining a patient, I wear a mask. And
it's
he said,
Brian.
And we've been doing that forever. But listen, he goes, we've been doing that forever. And then he said, and he goes, in my 30 years, this is the other thing he said, in my 30 years, by the way, he said, this is the first time I haven't had one case of influenza. And that's because people have been masked up and staying away from each other.
That's
more.
Just not true at all.
But
I'm
that
sorry.
Is true. That's what he that's said. Not he's not. True he didn't have an all, agenda. Dude. He's talking to me just like his buddy.
Dude, no disrespect, man. I mean, zero disrespect to your friend. But that is not fucking true at all. And the reason surgeons wear masks, Brian, is not because they don't want to catch something. It's so they don't give people stuff.
That's what I mean.
Okay,
no, that's what I'm saying. That's
but the
right.
notion that healthy people should walk around with masks is completely illogical. And I don't mean disrespect to your friend, but it's completely illogical. Dude, the first time I ever saw a mask in my life was in Japan. And I realized it wore because that person was sick. So instead of going around going, they would just wear a mask. The notion that as a whole society, the healthy people should wear masks is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard in my life.
Hold on. What I hear you getting emotional about, and I understand, is that we're trying to normalize mask wearing, and pretty soon that's going to be the norm. And I get it. Like I get your apprehension, and I get your worry, and it's well placed, because it's like I understand that I don't want to normalize mask wearing, because pretty soon all of us are going to have to wear a mask all the time, and our children will always have to, and all of a sudden we accept that. So I'm right with you.
The reason influenza has gone down is because the test can't tell you the difference between the flu and COVID, and they've registered them as COVID.
You're wrong. You're wrong, buddy. Hold on.
No.
Hold on. What I'm saying is this. All I was saying was this, that in fact, when people have to wear masks, what does happen in this situation is that you're right. We tend not to get our spittle on somebody or our breath. So it does act as a barrier. And typically you are less likely probably to get a cold when everybody's wearing a mask, because you know that the same reason doctors do. Right.
Right.
And that was, and so when he said that to me, I went, okay, I got that. And so in that sense, all I'm saying is that's what he was saying. Now, the reason he said that he hasn't had a case of influenza was you know when people have influenza because they come into the doctor and they're really sick and they need drugs.
What?
But he hasn't had anybody do that, which is pretty amazing.
Now, I'm not saying, Sam, that's worth everyone wearing masks all the time. I hate this kind of line of talk, too, because like you said, I want to go back to a world where none of us have to wear masks, okay? But here's the thing about COVID and COVID-19 and the Delta variant and stuff. It is true that you can be a carrier,
right?
And give it to somebody, right?
Yes.
So I guess that would be why. And apparently, when you are vaccinated, sometimes, like in Israel, it still doesn't protect you from it.
But what happens, Brian, is because I've been, listen, dude, I've talked to virologists. Okay. And granted, I flunked first grade, but based on the common thing that I've heard from fucking virologists after virologists after virologists is that a vaccine is specific to a certain strand of the virus. Once it changes, that vaccine is no longer effective against it. And the
I heard the vaccine was effective against the Delta variant. It just didn't.
So Brian, so the first time you get the shot, it works. After that, it's depleting, and it actually makes it worse for you. That your body is just learns not to create the stuff that battles the virus, and you're actually hurting your immune system.
You get antibody dependent. Apparently, that's a thing among vaccinologists that they talk about.
But there's so much money in it, dude.
But that
there's so much money in these boosters.
That's why they're pushing the booster. Yeah.
So what happened? I saw this video of this woman, and she broke down. She basically said, that what happened was the old vaccines, they would stop transmission, but they had a lot of there's a lot of shit that would like side effects that weren't good. So they tried to work on how can they change those side effects. So they came up with the mRNA vaccine, and this mRNA vaccine was safer, but it didn't stop transmission. And that is openly known. You can't stop transmission.
So in other words, you can have the mRNA vaccine and be protected, but it doesn't mean you won't have it and transmit.
So the first time you take it, it does the best. But after that, it depletes in its ability.
Right. That's why a lot of people that got the vaccine a year ago tend to be more susceptible to the virus, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's why they're calling for boosters with the Moderna and all
that. And
the
it's
other
money,
ones.
Dude. It's just like straight up money. And like when Reagan signed that bill that said you couldn't sue pharmaceutical companies, he basically made it so they just jacked up the amount of vaccines you had to take. And then they found out the mRNA was causing autism, and a whistleblower from the CDC came out and said they burnt all the evidence of that. And
I don't believe that any of these, I believe 100% that vaccines not only don't cause autism, but also that has been so debunked by that fucking asshole,
Brian,
Wakefield.
Brian,
that guy's an asshole.
Bullshit.
That Wakefield guy's a piece of shit.
Bullshit.
That guy's a piece of shit. And I'll tell you something else.
Brian, you want him to come on? Isolated. He's done my show. You could come on. You'll have him on the show.
He's that a terrible guy. He's a terrible guy. Brian. He's a terrible guy who fudged data. And I saw him hem and haw.
Brian,
he's a piece of shit.
I know bad personal guy. People who have said that they got the fucking vaccine and something changed in their kid.
That's anecdotal, Sam. Anecdotal evidence. Anecdotal evidence. Okay,
Brian.
Autism. They are isolating genes that seem to cause autism, Sam.
Oh, Brian.
If you're not reading that, you're not looking at the science. And to say that vaccines cause autism,
you could not be
more wrong. To say that vaccines cause autism is the height of misinformation.
Bullshit.
So you're saying vaccines cause autism?
Wait. I'll die on this hill.
You're saying vaccines cause autism.
I'll die on two hills, Brian. Fucking vaccine passports and fucking forced vaccines.
Wait, two very different ideas. But
no,
I'm saying,
dude, it's not.
You cannot say that vaccines cause autism. What
bullshit,
vaccines cause
the
autism?
The data's there, man.
No, it's not.
It is 100%.
Data, Sam, that asshole couldn't replicate
Brian,
his experiments.
Do you want to talk to him? I'll bring him on the show.
I don't want to talk to that guy. He's a bad guy. He's a bad,
dude,
he's a
that's
fraud.
Bullshit.
He's a bad guy.
Brian,
that piece
man.
Of shit couldn't, that piece of shit. Got so
Brian.
Exposed, and he couldn't even, that piece of shit couldn't even
bullshit,
fucking,
Brian.
He could, dude, listen, he couldn't replicate his fucking findings. Bad guy.
Man.
Who's got a following and makes money.
The
media, he's a piece
will have
of shit.
You hate the fucking.
No. Science will. That guy's not a scientist. He's a bad
bullshit,
guy.
Brian. You're,
and he, and
you're
he still
wrong
doubles
on this
down.
One, Brian. You're way wrong on this.
If you have that guy on, I'll have him on, but we're gonna go deep, and I'm not gonna be nice. It'll be bad. He won't
Brian,
come on.
I'm fine with that. I'll ask him if he wants to come on because he's been on my show.
So you think that guy
I think
is telling
that
the
dude
truth?
Risked everything in his life.
Yeah, and
to
every
tell the fucking
but he
truth.
Made so much money being
it,
a denier, Sam.
What did he get
Sam.
From it? He
Sam.
Lost everything.
Yeah, he became famous from it because he's huge
for
in the
what?
Anti-vax
for doing
community.
What, Brian? You know what, Brian? I love you to pieces, dude, but it's the same thing I'm getting from people all the time. I'm not going to say this kid's name because he's a friend of mine, but he told me I sold my soul for views and clicks for the shit that I'm putting out.
No, I don't think you're that guy.
People.
I don't think you're
know,
that guy
listen
at all.
Listen to me. I know you don't, Brian. I love you, and I'm sorry we're getting a little passionate here.
Yeah.
I love you to pieces, but this fucking dude... This fucking dude's like, you sold your soul. For what? I'm shadow banned everywhere. My fucking brother hates me. My mother thinks I'm a crazy person. Like, I have people in my life that fucking can't stand anything. Okay. I gained very little. I played
no,
a coffee
I know,
shop
Sam,
in Marietta.
Sam, I know you're trying to make the world a better place.
But
let me tell you
like,
where you're... Let me tell you two areas where you're absolutely crazy. I'm going to tell you. Ready? One is Pizzagate. You're crazy, right? You know.
Okay.
That.
All and right, Brian.
One is
Pizzagate.
Jeffrey
Epstein didn't happen.
Hold on.
Brian.
Hold on.
Jeffrey Epstein
hold
didn't
on.
Happen.
What if
did Jeffrey,
one is
Brian? Did Jeffrey
Sam,
Epstein happen?
Sam,
yes
can I just
no?
say one? May
yes
I finish?
Or no?
May I finish?
Yes or no?
Here's where
yes?
you're crazy. Here's where
no.
you're crazy, Sam.
Yes.
Here's where you're crazy.
No.
You're crazy in this.
Yes or no? Yes
hold
or
on.
No?
We're not
we
talking
can't
about Epstein.
Move forward until you say yes or no.
Sir, we're not talking about Epstein.
Did Epstein happen?
We're not talking about
Epstein happen. Yes.
Sir, we're not talking about the Georgia
no?
tablets
okay.
or Epstein or the snake guy.
Brian,
you can't
I'll
go off.
I'll take that as a yes.
All right.
I'll take that as a yes.
Now, Epstein's a bad guy. Now, hold on. Hold, please. Here's where you're crazy. Okay.
Okay. And I'm fine with that.
I know. And you're a great person. And by the way, you're trying to make the world a better place, but let's talk about where your past drug use, you sometimes your brain goes, set it, and you're over here. Now listen, here's where it is. One is the chicken snake god, of course. Two
okay.
is two is the Georgia tablets. Three is the Bill Gates stuff. We've already established that night one. Now,
oh,
here's
you,
the here's
dude,
where
you're so
we
nuts.
Also know that this is and I want everybody to hear this. There
yeah.
is, there is and never has been anything to this ridiculous, made up and hilarious, but not so hilarious rumor that there's a pizza joint called Comet Pizza or whatever the fuck it is.
Brian,
in DC.
That is so
hold
cute.
On. That has that a basement. So that has a basement. Cute, that has a basement, and they keep children there.
One, they
that
do
is
have
the
a basement,
dumbest shit of all
and
time.
Two, it's like it's nobody's the dumbest saying shit it's of in all a time. Pizza shop.
So wait, Sam, I'm not done.
That was a name given so people like you could discredit
Sam, it. So that's the dumbest thing, of course. Oh, and then God. The second dumbest thing that you've ever said here on this show is that fucking guy Wakefield, or whatever the fuck his name is, that his research is sound, and that that particular vaccine, which, by the way, there is some evidence that some children 100% have very bad reactions to vaccines.
Yes.
Okay, we know this.
Okay, so that you is conceded a, that is a right
small,
there.
That is a small risk that
that's
always happens.
That's a weird way of saying you're right, Sam.
No, it's not. There is no doubt that there are some children that have bad reactions to vaccines.
Okay.
And sometimes those reactions, scientifically, those reactions can be lifelong, life-lasting. We know this. There is a small group of people that's always a risk with any kind of vaccine.
Right.
However, it's a very small risk. But we also know that that guy Wakefield fudged his data and got found out after a very extensive investigation.
Out?
Lost his license as well he should, Brian, and was exposed as the biggest fraud and piece of shit. Now what he does,
Brian,
is he goes around
because
he's got an
this
English
is a
accent
quote from Malcolm
and he's got an English accent.
If
hold
you're
on,
not
done.
Careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people doing the oppressing.
Horseshit.
That's what you're doing right there, Brian.
Horseshit. That guy's
that's
a bad guy.
That's what you're
guy.
Doing right there.
That guy's a bad guy who is anti-vax. He says he's not anti-vax, but he's got that great English accent, and he's got all these people that are hanging on his every word, and he is a fraud, Sam. A fraud. He's a fraud. So those are the two things we know for sure. Pizzagate's
no, Brian,
not real, and
don't.
That guy's not real.
You're
fake news,
retarded.
Fake news,
you
fake
know
news,
it.
Fake news, fake news.
You're not. You're retarded.
Now, I won. I just won.
You're on the wrong. I don't care how. You can't dance your way out of this one, bro.
Dude. I won. It's just like when you guys say.
Jazz hands can't save you.
It's also when you guys say this. When you guys say that the World Trade Center was rigged with explosives.
Oh
only the
my
problem
God.
Is. Only the
oh
problem is if you watch
God.
It. If you watch
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you serious, Brian?
Oh yeah, I am.
Are you serious right
and
now?
And I can prove it to you. Ready to be proved?
Brian!
Are you ready? Yeah,
Brian!
Do you want me to prove it to you?
What?
You want me to prove it to you? You want me to prove it to you? Are
Brian,
you ready?
Are you doing the greatest hits of retardation right now?
Anthony.
Oh my God.
Anthony,
what's
you
he doing right now? He's ODing on fucking Down syndrome again.
Sam, you
again.
Don't seem very sick. You don't. I got you going. I'm getting that cold out of you. Does Sam seem even remotely sick?
Oh my God!
I got him so worked up. He's gonna fucking cast. He's gonna relapse.
Oh my God!
Sam, now watch this. Let me prove how crazy all of you 9/11 conspiracy theorists are. Ready?
I'm so embarrassed for you.
May I prove it? May I prove it? Visually? Can I prove it visually?
Brian.
Yes?
Can I get Richard Gates from
please do.
9/11
please do.
Engineers and architects for 9/11 truth on the
please,
show?
Please. Please. I love it.
Boom!
Bring that fucking fraud in.
Dude, first
bring
of
that,
all, Brian,
yeah?
You
what?
Gotta learn something, dude. You
what?
You call people names and that's like
That's
nice. Kind of rude, dude.
Okay, I apologize.
Like I call
I'll
people
never
names
apologize
when
for calling
I'm all
that Wakefield
about that
guy.
Action.
I don't know this guy Gates.
You called some people names on this show, and I think it's kind of like you haven't even given them a chance to disrespect to fucking give their side.
That
so
Wakefield
we're gonna
guy,
get the doctor on. We're gonna get Richard Gage on.
Yeah, that
Gage,
guy, that
right?
doctor, that doctor. I don't like. I don't like that doctor. But
okay,
Gage,
we're
I don't
gonna
know.
Have him on.
Okay, beautiful. Now, Sammy boy, Sammy. May I prove for a second how ridiculous the 9/11
Brian, if you
want to
burn 10 minutes of our life, go for
I
it.
I do.
Okay.
Anthony, bring up any video on YouTube,
of a building being demolished, detonated, being purposely brought down. Watch this, Sam. You ready
Brian,
for this?
Brian, can stop. Before you start this, Brian, do you think this video, whatever you say. I haven't seen 1,000 versions of this video. Do you think you discovered something on the internet that hasn't been shown to conspiracy theorists 1,000 times?
Yeah.
Did Spike Lee get told to edit out fucking information he was going to put in his new doc? Because fucking certain groups.
Sam, this is what they don't want to see. Now watch this. Oh, God, this is what they don't want to see.
This is
watch
so this. Dumb.
Watch this, ready? Tallest building in malls using explosives. Controlled demolition. Now, Sam, do you see what happens here?
What, Brian?
Well, that's not a very good one.
Okay, stop. Brian, please stop. Everybody, please stop. Hold I on, can't Sam. Even deal with in this shit no more. This is the first time I might walk off this show. Can't take this.
Sam, look, Sam. Play that again. I want. It's a very important.
Brian.
Top
Brian,
five awesome demolitions.
Brian,
please wait.
Brian. Brian. When we watch Sam, this video, Brian, Sam, why was it? Okay.
Sam, now would you see how that fell? Where'd that fall from? The ground. The first thing you do with all demolitions is you blow up what? The bottom.
Brian,
watch. There's no such thing
so
as any other exception.
Retarded.
There's no other exception, Sam. There's no other exception.
You are so retarded.
Did you see that?
Unbelievable to me.
Sam, did you see that?
The amount of stupid.
Sammy, watch this now, Sammy. Oh, from the bottom. Every one of them is from the bottom. Every single one of them, right? Now watch. Okay, now just two more. Bear with me now. Bear with me, Sam. It falls into its own footprint. Why? Because you always rig the bottom. There it is, the bottom. See that? And it just collapses on itself. Isn't that incredible? All right, now hold on, Sam. One more, I think. We got one more. Ready? Oh, there it is. All right. Now, Sammy boy, I want you now to watch the World Trade Center collapse.
Brian, you know what? I already know what's going on here. Do you know how dumb you look right now? I love you to pieces. I've never met somebody I love.
Sam, watch
more.
This, Bob. Sam, watch this. Yeah. Watch this. Ready? Watch where it collapses from, Sam.
Yeah.
Watch where it collapses from. Watch this, Sam.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, Brian. Oh, are you doing the one with Richard Giuliani? Okay, man. Dude, what time are we at?
Sam, look.
Yeah.
Sam, it's collapsing from where the planes hit.
No, dumbass.
And that was explained. It's the only controlled demolition.
I've never called you this before.
That's the first time
you are
ever.
Brian. You got a black belt in stupid today.
So Sam,
I guess what
the U.S. government is was they not only did they rig it in the middle of the building,
Brian,
they also made sure the planes hit in the middle. Huh? Interesting. No.
Yeah, Brian.
Okay,
yeah.
So what's the likelihood of that?
What?
So this wasn't terrorism. This wasn't Islamic jihadists called Al Qaeda. This was the CIA.
This is the cabal.
Ah, the cabal of bankers.
Yeah,
I see a banker.
Yeah.
They all got in a room and prepared this, and they've never been caught. Yeah. Nobody's ever said anything.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Hey,
so
Brian.
Sam,
who?
Sam.
Yeah.
Come on now, Sam.
Brian, you.
Sam,
I mean,
is it possible?
You,
9/11 was
Brian.
Terrorist?
I gotta be honest with you. You were so retarded today. You might have cost us subscribers. That's how retarded you are.
But Sam,
you might have cost us cold hard cash.
You can't repeat terrible anti-vax misinformation. That's okay.
Brian, you're just ridiculous.
And the Pizzagate, do you really think that Pizzagate has a basement?
Brian, it's not about a pizza shop. Okay? You keep making it about a pizza shop. It's not about a pizza shop.
Give me your Pizzagate theory. I want to hear it.
It is about a network of fucking pedophiles who use pedophilia as an initiation into the upper echelons of the most powerful. That's what that's about. And that's why you could either call it Pizzagate or the fucking Epstein. It's the same shit. It's the same people.
So there's a group of evil people that organize around pedophilia. So in order to be in the club, you have to prove that you will do this to a child. So everybody has something.
There's a ton of different shit, but pedophilia is definitely one of the highest ones. Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Who in your mind do you think is probably into pedophilia as far as being powerful and evil?
Well, they've either been blackmailed about something, could be being gay. That was a big thing about Matt Gaetz. Like there was a rumor about him when he was at Florida State that his roommate was his gay lover that died. That's how they can get you. You know, there's a lot of shit going on, Brian.
Well, no,
it's not just pedophilia.
I understand blackmail, but I'm talking about specifically pedophilia. And because there's this whole thing about how they drink blood and they kill children and all that stuff, right? And usually it's the Democrats.
Well, sometimes they kill children. I mean, like at the highest, at the super high level, sometimes it's just being a pedophile.
Okay, I know, but I'm saying that the theory among conspiracy theorists, it sounds like, is that, or especially QAnon stuff, is that there are, that the Democratic Party or the upper echelons of the Democratic Party are
pedophiles. See, that's the psyop that's done. They want you to just think it's Democrats. It's Republicans as well.
Okay, so the upper echelons of the elites in government that are actually running things are all sort of
bought and sold and blackmailed.
They're bought, sold, and blackmailed by who?
By who? The international banking cabal.
And why would the international banking cabal want that so they can exercise control and power?
Yeah. Why'd you answer your own question?
I see. No, I'm just trying to figure out how many. So we don't know how many people in this cabal.
Yeah.
Although, how come none of these people have been arrested, or what goes on with that?
Why, Brian? Why? Because the law enforcement isn't there to protect, to enforce the law. They're there to enforce the elite's fucking agendas and their property and their businesses and stuff like that.
But the FBI is not very happy.
Brian, you should look up the finders, okay, and see what the FBI did with the finders. The FBI did with the Las Vegas shooting. Now, there's a lot of great FBI out there, and I'm not going to condemn an entire group of fucking or an entire organization, but the FBI has shown that they've more than once have been on the side of covering up scandal, and the finders are 100% a part of that.
The finders are what? What was the finders?
The finders was a group of people that were basically got busted with children that they were going to take to Mexico for like child sex trafficking. And the fucking FBI just completely and utterly just fucking killed the investigation.
But Sam, the problem with all this, the QAnon thing and all this stuff is that
it's not QAnon. That was way before QAnon.
Okay, but I'm saying now there's this whole thing with this QAnon with these true believers, and all of them are basically saying that Trump was going to arrest everybody. And,
yeah. Well, Trump is part of the elites, bro.
But that never happened, Sam.
Yeah. Why would that not happen, Brian?
Because there wasn't any evidence.
No,
Sam?
Brian, because they wanted to fucking break our spirit. That's why they let us know everything that's going on and to break our spirit and steal our loosh.
So there's a huge pedophile ring that nobody is investigating, Sam?
No, there's been arrests, Brian. See, that's the whole thing. Everyone says there wasn't an arrest. In 2019, there were fucking 5 major arrests, dude. Huge arrests, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Of who? Of course the press would talk
about it. Keith Raniere? Annexium? That involved
Clinton. Sam, hold on.
And then, bro, involved the Brockmans, who were part of the mega group.
I saw that documentary. Keith Raniere got exposed during the Me Too movement, right?
No, Brian.
He wasn't a government
Stop
guy.
Stop watching docs on Netflix.
He wasn't a government guy, Sam.
No, Brian. He had connections to huge politicians and the Brofmans who ran the Seagrams, I think, and they were billionaires, part of the mega group. Okay. And basically,
Sam, I saw the documentary, but that doesn't
Brian,
mean
the documentary is full of shit.
Sam, that doesn't mean that the Seagrams or these politicians, because they knew, because a daughter of that fortune gets involved in a fucking cult. What a surprise.
Dude,
a rich
kid. The Brofmans were on the Clinton Global Initiative board.
I know, Sam, but just because somebody knows somebody who ends up being a pervert doesn't mean that they are perverts, right?
Brian, how many times does something have to happen before you're like, wow, dude. Wow. Hillary pulled the off. You know that Hillary pulled the FBI off from investigating a fucking fucking what's it called? A foreign ambassador who is getting investigated for having sex with child hookers.
Sam, Hillary Clinton doesn't have jurisdiction to do that. Number one, will you look up, Anthony,
will you go to DuckDuckGo and look up NBC report on Hillary Clinton covering up pedophile investigation?
Sam, the NXIVM guy and the entire ring got exposed, and he is in jail, I think, for life. So, in fact, the FBI did do their investigation.
Yeah, and the Brofmans went to jail for a year.
Well, I don't know what the Brofmans had anything to do with, but that maybe that woman got in trouble for sex trafficking. I have no idea. But either way, that's a long time to go to jail, a year. But, right? So,
No, it's not.
You're drawing these lines and these connections.
You're in denial.
But you're drawing these connections.
You're in denial that monsters exist.
Well, wait. The NXIVM guy wasn't in charge. This was not pedophilia. This was him having sex with women and having them brand themselves. There was no children.
Yeah. Can you find the video of it? They have a video. There should be a video of it. Oh, here we go. Can we listen to this? Let Brian. Oh, see, they took it down.
Yeah, because
if you can find it somewhere else. Go to videos.
But Sam, maybe this is, it was saying
that. Oh, there, here, run it. Let Brian hear this shit. I want Brian to hear it.
All right, let's hear this.
Let's see if we can hear it. Can't quite hear it. If you can play it, that'd be great. I'd love to hear Brian eat dicks.
Illegal and inappropriate behavior within its ranks, allegedly to protect jobs and avoid scandals. This concerns the time that Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. We want to get right to NBC's Chief White House Correspondent Chuck Todd with the latest. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. You know, there's an old saying in Washington that the cover-up is worse than the crime. But in this case, both parts of it are disturbing. Allegations of prostitution and pedophilia, and allegations that those crimes were somehow covered up or not looked into. So the State Department this morning is having to respond to those claims and those investigations of misconduct by State Department officials, including by an ambassador and security agents attached to then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And the allegations are that these investigations were whitewashed, quashed altogether, and that those orders came from high up.
NBC News has obtained documents related to ongoing investigations into some disturbing allegations involving State Department personnel and at least one ambassador. A State Department memo says the ambassador, quote, routinely ditched his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from both prostitutes and minor children. The memo also says a top State Department official directed department investigators to, quote, cease the investigation into the ambassador's conduct. It's just one of what another document describes as, quote, several examples of undue influence from top state officials. On Monday, a State Department spokesperson not confirm specific investigations.
I'm not going to talk about.
Oh my God, she was there too.
I can say broadly that the notion that we would not vigorously pursue criminal misconduct in any case is preposterous.
A former has complained to Congress and the media that the investigations have not been thorough because of the pressure from those high-level officials.
We take every allegation of misconduct seriously, and we look into it.
It was less than 6 months ago that another major internal investigation painted Hillary Clinton's State Department in a negative light. That scathing report on the failed diplomatic security procedures in the aftermath of the Benghazi attack.
What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can.
As we noted, the whistleblower in this case, a member of the Inspector General investigative team at the State Department, she's gone to Congress demanding an investigation. And it's our understanding, Congressman Ed Royce, the leading Republican in House Foreign Relations, says he does plan on having an investigation. And no doubt hearings are probably going to come soon as well, Savannah.
But Chuck, where are we on this? Is at this point just allegations from one whistleblower? Have they been substantiated in any way?
Well, here's what it is. The whistleblower says that this report, that the internal investigation having to do with how diplomatic security even investigated these allegations, that's where this scathing report came from. It's how the investigators somehow dropped the investigations, including into this ambassador and onto some other deal, including on folks that were part of security detail. So the allegations themselves haven't been fully substantiated by us, but this Inspector General whistleblower believes that the evidence was clear. clear, but the problem was the investigation wasn't done in time to find out for sure if this misconduct.
So Sam, the only issue is that, yes, I believe that there are government officials like ambassadors and people high up who definitely are pedophiles or have sex with prostitutes, of course, especially when they're overseas. I don't know, though, what that has to do with what you're saying, which is this grand conspiracy, right? Like, that's still not, you're drawing these very fuzzy lines.
Ryan, you're lost. It's lost.
If you're going to draw fuzzy lines, Bubba, you've got to have.
It's ego at this point. Your ego refuses to allow you.
It's not. What they're saying is that there may have been
deception, brother.
They're saying there may have been some kind of a cover up. Now that's from a news organization that you typically don't trust, right? Am I wrong?
But you do.
I don't trust. I'm saying that would be typically a group of people that are saying something that usually, if it didn't fit your narrative, you'd be like,
"The reason
it's
I
bullshit,
use it because
I'm not
it
listening.
Fits your narrative of these ABC, these alphabet news organizations but that you just, trust. Those are the only ones you trust. If I put JoeSchmo.com, you're gonna be like, "Who's Joe Schmo? Why should I believe him?" But are these people that you've trusted forever telling you that Hillary's involved in a pedophile cover-up, and now you're backspin.
Hold on, Sam. You just made a big jump there. You just said Hillary Clinton's involved. Hold on, Sam. The State Department, do me a favor, Anthony. Look up how many people actually work for the State Department.
Oh, dude, I can't take this anymore. I cannot.
And now you're saying. And now you're saying.
I cannot.
They never said Hillary Clinton. You're saying.
Yeah, they did.
I'm not a fan of Hillary Clinton.
They literally said Hillary Clinton in that. They literally said it.
Sam, she was the Secretary of State. Sam, at the time, she's Secretary of State. You cannot say that because somebody in that massive bureaucracy. You can't say it. But wait. Sam, wait, just follow the logic for 2 seconds. You're impossible to get to. Listen, you cannot say, Sam, that because one of the thousands of people that work for that massive bureaucracy.
45,000.
Okay, 45,000 people. Hold on.
Yeah.
Sam. No, I don't think it's that many.
It says 13,000 members of Foreign Service, 11,000 of Civil Service, and total 45,000 locally employed staff.
So Sam, 45,000 people work for the State Department. 45,000. Okay, when somebody in that group is caught doing pedophilia or prostitution, and you go, Hillary Clinton is covering for them.
No, Brian.
It's
they
the craziest
say
shit
it was
in the world.
Down. So, Brian. Here we are. Yeah, Hillary's name is involved with something. Then we go to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein, when he was indicted or like arrested in Florida, sent a memo to politicians and to the judge claiming to be a founding member of the Clinton Global Initiative. Okay. Then we go Keith Raniere and we go to the Bronfmans. They are on the Clinton Global Initiative. Yet another person arrested for pedophilia. Okay. And then we go to fucking El Chapo, who donated to the fucking Clinton Global Initiative. And people don't talk about half of it. What some of the charges he was charged with was fucking child sex trafficking. And there was another one there, John of God. He was in part of the Clinton Global Initiative.
Sam, I know, but Sam,
Brian,
yes, the
Brian,
global, the Clinton
Brian.
Global Initiative. Can you just let me finish? The Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation was a slush fund. It was a slush fund. It was a pay for play. Okay. So if you gave to money, if you hold on, Sam, there's no doubt that if you gave money, enough money to the Clinton foundation, hold on, you got political favors. You did get access.
Brian,
okay, hold on. And the reason we know that is because the minute Hillary didn't win the election and got out of government, that whole fucking foundation dried up. Okay,
Brian,
now wait.
We've
so
talked
yes,
about this before, but because you have senior moments, I know you won't remember this, so we can bring it up again, Memento, okay? Laura Silsby. Do you know who Laura Silsby is, Memento?
Sam,
Brian,
because there were people that gave to the foundation that were nefarious.
We got a new thing here, Brian. We're going to give Anthony a little power on the show. A tiny bit of power.
Okay.
Anthony is now the judge. Okay. And we can go to the judge Your Honor, could you force the witness to answer the question? And the judge can determine whether you should have to answer the question. Because I've asked you a couple questions and you have not answered them.
The answer, okay? The answer to your question is this, Sam.
Yeah.
Yes, that among the thousands of donors to the Clinton Foundation, okay, I have no doubt there are bad people that did that.
That's
and
not
I have
the
no
question.
Doubt, and I have
the
no doubt
was, Brian,
that the Clinton
do you
Foundation.
Know who Laura Silsby is?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, because
but
we
Sam,
already talked
before
about
before you
on
start
the show,
drawing all your conclusions.
There's not. It's a direct
the
correlation.
The Clinton Foundation,
Brian,
was something you gave money to if you wanted access to the highest levels of government all so right. that you can get a contract or whatever it might be. That shouldn't right, be a Brian. Surprise to anybody. That's been in the news forever. That's been something that's been pretty well documented on both sides of the aisle. And the fact of the matter is that the Clintons have always been corrupt, and I don't think you'd find even people on the left who would disagree with that. Okay.
Okay.
There's no
so,
doubt. So
Brian,
we know that.
Okay. So are you?
So
done
now you're
with
saying
the,
though that they
the verbal
that somehow
diarrhea?
They're involved in pedophilia.
Are you done with the verbal diarrhea? Are you done, or can
yeah.
I talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can talk.
Your filibustering didn't work. All right. So let me go here. First okay. of all, Laura Silsby was part of this Christian group that after the earthquake in Haiti a couple of years ago, went there with a Christian group. She was supposedly helping orphans. What she was doing was just grabbing kids off the street and throwing them in the car. She went to her plane. She threw the kids on the plane. She's trying to take off. The Haitian government stopped her. Okay. They took her. They put her on trial. She went to trial and she lost. She got found guilty of child sex trafficking. Brian, do you think she's in a Haitian jail right now?
I don't know.
No, the answer is no. I do know. No. Do you know why she's not in a Haitian jail right now, Brian?
Why?
Because Bill Clinton flew to Haiti and negotiated to get her out.
Now that's
do you
okay,
know
now,
where she
on.
Lives now? Do you know where she lives now?
Where?
Florida. Do you know what she does for a living now?
No.
She works for Florida's version of Amber Alert. She's a fucking scumbag, and she worked with the Clinton Foundation.
Anthony, I want you to take exactly what Sam said. I'm going to do a little investigating while he's here, and do me a favor and look up Laura Silsby.
Yeah.
Sex trafficking, and I want to see if
Haitian sex trafficking.
Hold, sir. I want to see if we can find anywhere on the internet.
Brian,
that says that Bill Clinton
Brian, can we put a little
Haiti
money on this?
Off.
Can we put a little money on this?
Well, not yet. Let me see what's going on. Laura Silsby.
Man, you came in raw today.
I know, man. But you are 100% better. I got that cold right out of your body.
You are so retarded. It truly is amazing.
Hold on.
All right. I'll wait here while you find out what I already know. Of course. Buzzwords.
How interesting.
Buzzwords.
Laura Silsby. Sounds like Sam, he can't find much. How do you spell it, please?
Man, I'm just going to kill everybody, dude. All right, here we go. That's a little bit of that. There we go. Let me look up Laura Silsby. There it is. Haiti. It's the first thing fucking comes up. New York. Okay.
Laura Silsby. Haiti orphans would be rescuer serial.
How about this
breaker.
One? Just go to, I just did it on Google. Go to Google, put in Laura Silsby. S-I-L-S-B-Y.
Hold on.
New
you're right.
Life
here we go.
Children's
here we go. Here we go.
Refugee camp.
Hold on. The picture that's starting to emerge of Laura Silsby, the leader of the group of U.S. Baptist missionaries, now in Port-au-Prince jail cells. Now in Port-au-Prince jail cells for attempting to transport Haitian children without that government's approval out of the earthquake-devastated nation is of a woman who arguably found a lot of society's rules optional. But while she was able, to a degree, to get away with playing outside the lines of
Brian,
American
you
soil,
are on the wrong
Haiti may
side
be a different
this.
Matter. Silsby is described by people who know her as well-meaning if unable to keep her end of financial agreements. If I were Silsby's lawyer, one of the pieces of information I'd be most worried about is in a Wall Street Journal story. Silsby has said publicly that she had permission and paperwork from the Dominican Republic to bring the Haitian children into that country from Haiti. They share the same landmass. But the DR's consul general in Port-au-Prince flatly contradicted that. Okay? For blah, blah, blah. So, had been... So, for instance, the Idaho Statesman, which saves her, part of her, serves her home state, reports she had been pursued legally by a number of creditors for repeatedly not paying bills.
Here we go, real quick. Here's a story on it. An AP investigation later revealed all the children had at least one living parent who had turned their children over to the group. In okay, where are we going real quick? In February, Haitian released 8 of the Americans after the judge released 9th member. Yeah, it doesn't say where the fucking, where it is real quick. Laura Silsby. Where it says, dude, Clinton came in and fucking grabbed them, dude. Clinton came in and fucking.
So she formed this thing with her nanny actually, and said it was this thing called the New Life Children's Refuge. And according to documents from Miss Silby and Miss Coulter's describing New Life, it is dedicated to rescuing, loving, and caring for orphaned, abandoned, and impoverished children, Haitian children. Okay. They shared their interests in Haitian children. Blah 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 blah. Okay, Ms. Silsby,
we both read shit that didn't help our fucking
But there's no,
thing.
I can't find anything about actually trying to get these kids somewhere else.
Brian, what are you talking about? That's all, okay. We had a weird day today.
No, but
Sam, guys, Sam, great show today. Great show. Weird
wait, but
stuff.
Is it possible, Sam?
No,
is
Brian,
it possible? Hold on, what happened to Laura Silsby? Laura Silsby founded the New Life Children's Refuge and led the exhibition to Haiti. Though she was freed after serving her sentence in Haiti, she also faced legal problems in Idaho. So she did serve a sentence in Haiti, Baba.
Well, no, she got out. Okay, man. I just
how long
I've
was she in jail?
Studying
Hold on.
This.
She was in jail for 3 months and 8 days in the Haitian jail. Illegal. She was convicted of arranging illegal travel under a 1980 statute restricting movement out of Haiti, signed by the dictator Jean-Paul Duvalier. The prosecutor said she was convicted and sentenced
hey,
to 3
do
months.
Do me a favor.
Days.
Oh, fuck. Here we go. Child sex trap. I'm not even going to look it up. It doesn't even matter anymore.
But
at this
by the
point,
way,
it,
but
I
wait,
can present
wait, wait, wait.
Everything
but dude,
to you.
But dude, I'm telling you that what you said is partially, I'm seeing partially here that she got in trouble and she did some time, but I'm not seeing that Bill Clinton came down and got her off, Bob.
Bill Clinton completely got off.
But she went to jail. She went to jail.
Hold on here.
She went to jail.
Sylvie Potter was reduced intervention by Bill Clinton in the aftermath originally. All right. Oh, and by the way, here's a great thing. Look up Laura Silsby's lawyer. Look up what is. Look what happened to her lawyer. Guess what happened to her lawyer, Brian? Her lawyer okay. In that case. Guess what? Got convicted of child sex trafficking.
The Idaho businesswoman had been in custody since January. She was originally convicted, charged in kidnapping and criminal association. Okay. But those charges were dropped for her and the 9 other Americans who were previously released. Silsby said she was convicted of arranging illegal travel. Okay. Is it possible, Sam, that she was trying to get these kids out?
No, Brian, okay. I'm trying to tell you it's not possible.
So she was trying to bring these kids to, you think, somewhere for bad reasons.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I'm not finding any of that. I'm finding that she was, I do agree. I do find it interesting, though. I will give you this. And not letting you ring the bell. I will give you this. It is a little weird that she got a plane, went down there, and tried to get a bunch of kids on it, like off the street. And where was she going to take them? And what was she going to do with them?
I sent you an article, but the problem is, the problem is this, dude, with this article is that Brian won't believe it because who it comes from.
Well, no, I mean, I'm looking at mainstream news and it does look like she did do time in Haiti. She was initially charged with kidnapping and criminal association, and she did do 3 months, but the charges of kidnapping were actually dropped. Okay, so she was then convicted on this other kind of like technicality, okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know like, dude, I don't even want to look into it anymore. We're good.
I will say this. I will say that your suspicion is well placed. But I do find it very fucking weird.
See, here's the problem with all this, dude, is like I'm not prepared, so I can't send you the links because I don't know where we're going to go with this, which
is
fine.
Well, that's because I'm dishing out W's too fast for you, Brian, to fucking handle. You don't have a net for my W's.
I love you so much.
You need a bigger net, dude.
Brian, you make this show interesting. Your complete retardation is amazing.
Dude, I cured with my voodoo.
Your gay dancing is
with my fucking gypsy. That looks like a flame coming out of my head.
Please do me a favor, Brian.
Yeah.
Do not.
Yeah.
Look at the comment section to today's episode,
please. I just
please.
Cured your cold, dude. You're welcome. You 100%. We should call this Sam 100%. I get you going, man. I'm a snake charmer. I charm that virus right the fuck out. You go, yeah. Everybody,
who needs a vaccine?
You got Callen.
Are you Shakira at the Super Bowl,
dude? When you got Brian Callen doing his voodoo, man, ain't no worries here, Jack.
Guys, great show.
Great show.
I mean, Brian's asshole must look like roadkill on the side.
I did it
of the
all.
Road.
I did it all. I won the night and the day.
Brian, real quick before we go,
I broke it into pieces.
Brian, quick before we go,
yeah.
Logan Paul versus Jake Paul versus Woodley. Who do you got?
I'm going Woodley. Here's why. Woodley, his head wasn't in the game, and right now he's angry and he wants to hurt because they insulted Woodley's mama.
I love the Paul brothers. I love them. I think they're great. I don't think people realize how incredible what they've done is. I get worried for this kid, and I know he's done more than me in a thousand lifetimes. You know,
not true,
but this is
that's not true.
What happens when you get it too early, dude? You don't realize that there's just things that are unnecessary.
And well, the kid is insulting somebody's mom, it's
unnecessary, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It sucks.
It doesn't hype me up to buy more tickets because a guy in your entourage insulted somebody's mother.
I agree.
That makes
Sam.
Me think even less of you.
I agree.
Like, and I love them. I think they're great, and they couldn't give a fuck what I say. I totally know that. But it's just like this is why. It's better to take, they wouldn't trade their lives for anything, but there is something about making it a little later because you learn these things in life. And that when you get it,
he's a young man. He's a young man. He's great at playing the heel. And I agree, though, it's just like with Conor McGregor when he insulted Khabib's father. I don't like that shit.
I just think, dude.
I hate it. It makes me feel, it hurts my feelings. It actually hurts my feelings. When you say your wife's in my DMs, it's gross. You're being fucking, come on. Hey, Conor. And also, you know, I love trash talk when it's witty, but when it gets mean and it gets insulting to a man's mother, I got a problem with that. I'm not blaming Jake Paul for that. That's somebody in his entourage. But I think that Jake Paul is very smart in taking this fight because that kid apparently can crack. He's training really hard. He's serious about boxing, and he and his brother are good fucking athletes. They were, I know that Logan was a standout high school wrestler in Ohio, which is not something to shake a stick at. And so, you know, look, I mean, it's not, and he's a lot bigger than Tyron. Tyron's, you know, not as big as Jake.
Tyron's
got like
Popeye arms, though, dude. He's got Popeye arms.
The biggest question is Tyron Woodley's head in this game? A lot of people would suggest and have said, with all due respect to Tyron, that he hasn't wanted to be in there for 5 years. Now, I hope he makes all the money in the world. I love that guy. He's a great former champion. Tyron Woodley is a fucking beautiful human being. So I want the best for him. And I you know, either way, I'm excited about the fight. But I wish it wasn't. But I will say this. You say shit about Tyron's mama, and his head's back in the game.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You don't insult somebody's mom,
dude. Now he's trying to hurt you. So if he's trying to hurt you, there's a big difference. When Khabib was an athlete, and everybody he fought, it was just a sport, and he was in there when he was beating up on Michael. The fuck was his name? Was it Michael Johnson? And he's beating him up, and he's going, "Come on, buddy, tap, tap." It, you know, it's mine. You know, You know this, the belt is mine. He did the same thing to Barboza. Beating the fuck, going, tap, buddy. Come on, tap. Just don't do this. Don't make me have to keep punching the shit out of you. It's my belt. You're never going to beat me. And he's right. With Conor McGregor, once Conor McGregor started insulting his country, his religion, his fucking father, Khabib was like, oh, I'm gonna try to hurt this guy. And that's why he didn't let go when he had his fucking jaw into his neck and he was crushing him like that. He was just going like that. He was just crushing him. And he didn't let go until Herb Dean had to peel him off.
I just thought, I mean, I loved, you know, the coolest thing about Conor McGregor was how he handled his losses versus like Ronda Rousey, how she would handle her losses. And like, he's like, dude, better man today. He was just a better man. I learned from this. And, you know, could we be seeing the effects of getting punched too much?
Right.
Like, right. You know, right. Or is it that he's starting to realize that there's not that Conor magic like it used to be, where it used to be like, you know, old Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson used to walk through people until he couldn't anymore.
Right.
And then that was the struggle. And, you know, honestly, I think that's kind of what Conor used to have, that magic that he had people beat before they even swung on each other.
That's right.
And I don't think that's there anymore. And so like Dustin Poirier, who's gotten his dick kicked in since the beginning of time and now is like kind of dick kicked in proof.
Yep.
He's like ready for it. Whatever happens, happens. And he might want to walk away. But I just think that like, and you know, here's the whole thing. I know Jake Paul's been in the spotlights for a while, but no matter what, I think he's 21 or 24. Whatever you are at that age, you are that age. It doesn't matter how much you've seen. You haven't
no matter
seen.
What, you're still that age.
A 48-year-old. And I'm telling you, man.
Your brain's different. Your brain's different.
You don't want to be the heel all the time. You don't want to be, man, because you know what that is? You're hanging out at the fucking store and some dude's like, oh, you think you're a bad man, dude? I'll fuck you up. And that's everywhere you go all the time, man. And like, you got to watch that shit. Being heel's fun, but it's also tiring, man. And it's just all the time, every time. And like, guys, now you're going after people's mamas, dude. They take that shit personal, dude. And it's like, you got to watch yourself. It's like, get that you want to sell tickets.
Some people have a stomach for conflict. Some people just have no problem fighting all the time. It's so interesting. But some people have no problem just being just constantly. They don't really want friends. They're more like, fuck you to everybody at the end.
I know,
of the
and
day.
That's just youth, dude. Because then you realize, you know, and I get he wants to sell tickets. I get it, man. And, you know, I'll probably end up buying a ticket because I just want to see this fight more. I didn't want to see the Ben Askren one. I thought that was good.
You know, I sometimes you think so a lot of people say, well, there are divisions, black people, white people, Asian people. They all have like different cultures. And sometimes you'll see like I'll see a group of young black men who are maybe from a different socioeconomic realm, and they're like 23, and they don't even notice me. I'm just invisible, right? And even if I had a conversation with them, we'd probably have very different interests and all that. What's really funny is when you get to a certain age, a man of a certain age, at 54, when I run into a black man or an Asian man or a Mexican man who's my age, who's 54, with family and shit, we have more in common than anybody else. Like,
right.
I don't care if you're talking. I have more in common than you do with your son. Like, you talk to your son, and I don't care what color you are, what religion you are. You and I, like, I see I ran into these. I asked these three black men's directions, and they were my age. And I was in, I don't know where the fuck I was. I was in like, you know, some state, and they were like, they looked like dudes who'd been through some stuff. They'd been through some stuff, you know? They were men, and they were like 54. They probably didn't have as much money or anything. They just looked like they'd had a time of it.
Yeah.
But they were there and hanging out, and they were on their way to get something, going to grab some food. And I asked some directions. And it was so cool because we started talking. And what was going on was this was four men who were 54, and we had all our struggles at 54. We were all, in a lot of ways, I could have talked to those guys for 3 hours and had so much more in common with them than I would have if I spoke to a guy who was 23 but came from where I came from, a white kid. I wouldn't have anything, like, I'd kid be, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But what's cool about a certain age is that you meet anybody at that age, and we all go, we've all given up the ghost. We're all like, yeah, 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 whatever. Like, if you ask me a question, you go, they're like, I don't have strong opinions. I'm going to be like, I don't know, maybe sometimes it depends. You know, like, you know, and I might even answer your question with a question.
Yeah. You know, dude, at this age, you're like, who cares?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to fight. Yeah. I just want to get along, and I want to make sure, like, and I know those men that I was talking to. I'm sure they have kids, and I know that the world is way more fragile for them and me than it is for a kid like Jake Paul, because we got kids, because we're just happy to wake up in the morning. We're thinking about 10 years from now. Can I take a minute and a break? Will I have enough money? Are my kids going to be happy? It's just, is my health going to be okay? Are my feet going to hurt? Am I going to get arthritis in my hands?
Right. Yeah.
Life has a way of humbling you and equalizing everybody at a certain age.
You know, when you're young, you think you change the world. And then when you get older, you realize you can only change the world around you. And that's the and that's the most important thing you could do.
You may only be able to change the world inside you, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? At some point. Yeah.
You can change your inner geography.
Brian, today was one of the most retarded days we've had on the show, but it was fun, and I look forward to seeing you in person. I'm really sorry that I couldn't be there. I just didn't want to get you guys sick, so that's kind of where we're at on that.
Sam, you were shouting so loud that you would have gotten all of us sick.
Brian.
I would have made you wear a fucking
Brian,
mask.
Literally, I could be on my deathbed saying goodbye to everyone I love, and I could hear you say all those points, and I would jump out of my bed going, Brian, are you fine? Go, hold on, Grim Reaper. Give me 5 minutes before you take me to another plane. 5 minutes to deal with the guy ODing on fucking Down syndrome over here, okay? You're overdosing on the fucking downs, bro.
I'm coming down. I'm coming to your fucking show in Huntington Beach.
Dude,
and I'm
going to have the police escort you out. I love you so much, Anthony.
What? I'll be ready, you fuck. And by the way, come see me in Buffalo, everybody. Denver, go to briancallen.com for tickets or tfatkz.com for tickets.
Go to samtribly.com and see my new special, No Lives Matter. The reviews are in.
Oh yeah. Fuck,
and
I
it's a crush
that,
fest. It's about 40 minutes of just me making fun of everybody who everyone thinks you shouldn't be allowed to make fun of. So it really is. I'm happy with the reception. I'm not going to go promote it anywhere. I want people to find it. And those who see the greatness will enjoy it. It will be like, you know, when Will Chamberlain scored 100 points in front of like 30 people.
Oh yeah.
I love you guys. Rate and review the show, man. Go to Apple fucking Podcasts. Find the show, rate and review.
Yep. We love you. Later, everybody.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.